Ever since the publication of his third novel, The Remains of the Day, which won the Booker Prize and was adapted into an award-winning film, Kazuo Ishiguro has been recognized as one of England's most compelling contemporary writers. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of his new novel, Never Let Me Go.
I live with someone who demands near-instant reviews of any book he's seen me pick up. How is it, this connubial book gnat will ask, buzzing around my reading chair? Sometimes it's easy enough to shake my head, yes, no, and he's appeased. But with other books, such as Kazuo Ishiguro's novels, I have to swat away this pesky plea for a quick evaluation. As Ishiguro superbly demonstrated in his mega bestseller, The Remains of the Day, and less successfully in his recent book, When We Were Orphans, he's a novelist who has a fondness for last-minute revelations and sometimes even changes in genre that disrupt a reader's sense of connection with his fictional worlds. True to shape-shifting form, Ishiguro's latest novel, Never Let Me Go, is a restless creation, referencing the tradition of British school days fiction and sci-fi novels, and even treading lightly into the realm of the mystery. Such a protean novel takes time to settle in a reader's mind. How is it, the connubial book gnat keeps asking? The only sure thing I can say is, worth reading. Never Let Me Go is a haunting allegory about our own helplessness to stop time and hold fast to the ones we love. Ishiguro's genius is to grab hold of the free-floating tragedy of the human condition through the most mundane images and snatches of conversation. I'm still mulling over the novel's weaknesses, the gimmicky cliffhangers, the pallid feel of so many of the characters. But I'm also certain that there are scenes in this novel that are so powerful, they will indeed never let me go. The one constant in Ishiguro's work is its overwhelming mood of melancholy. His narrators always look backward in regret, and our narrator here, known only by her nickname of Kath, is no exception. The present time of the novel is the late 1990s, and Kath, who introduces herself as a 31-year-old woman, launches into a reminiscence about her childhood and adolescence at an English boarding school. Right away, something feels off here. Kath never mentions her parents. Instead, she talks about adults called guardians and focuses on her two best friends, the manipulative Ruth and the cranky but endearing Tommy. Throughout part one of the novel, Ishiguro brilliantly recreates the long process by which a child comes to an awareness of herself and her world. "It's hard now to remember just how much we knew by then," Kath says in a typical aside about her 8-year-old self and her friends. "If we were keen to avoid certain topics, it was probably more because they embarrassed us." It sounds here as though Kath is talking about sex, but she's not. The kicker in this novel, and the astute reader catches on fairly early, so I'm not giving much away, is that Kath and her friends are clones. They're being raised in boarding schools and institutions across Great Britain for the purpose of giving body parts, donations, as the Orwell speak of this novel calls them, to sick, normal human beings. Don't fear. Never Let Me Go is no more Ishiguro's attempt at writing an anti-cloning polemic than Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was. In fact, like Frankenstein, Never Let Me Go uses the fantasy of artificially constructed beings to go after big metaphysical mysteries about life, death, and the measured benevolence of an all-powerful creator. Ishiguro's characters always tend to be somewhat flat, whether that's his trademark strategy or his trademark limitation as a novelist, is still for me a verdict that's up for grabs. The clones may be even flatter than his other characters because they're clones. When they come to a consciousness of their identities, they don't rage against their condition, as the monster does in Frankenstein. They question it politely. The climax of this novel, where Kath and Tommy work up their courage to confront their guardians and submit proof that even as clones, they too have souls, is heartbreaking in its doomed deference. I want more from Never Let Me Go. I especially want it to delve more deeply into the classic Ishiguro situation where characters are pushed up against the limits of their environment and perversely rationalize and adapt to them. And yet, I wouldn't want more from this novel were it not for the chill beauty and emotional resonance of what's already there. How is Never Let Me Go? Frustrating, somewhat unfinished, unforgettable.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro.